couple of hundred people are mingling at a venue in Kreuzberg. Among them is Anton, who's homeless and lives in a shelter. Anton came here this evening to have a good meal and meet new friends. Tonight, he's wearing a perfectly ironed white shirt and is clearly proud to be part of this community.
Die Vorsuppe, Kartoffelsuppe. War sehr schön. Mal gucken, ich bin einfach offen. Also ich bin nicht nur jemand.
I had potato soup, and it was very good. I'm open-minded. I'm not the kind of guy who only wants to meet homeless people like me. So this is a very good thing for the community. There's a big gap between the poor and the rich. But if people socialize with the homeless, this gap somehow narrows down.
And that's an important aspect of the homeless veggie dinner. It provides a free meal for the homeless, but is also open to people who can afford to pay for their food. It was a Croatian guy who moved to Berlin 4 years ago who came up with this idea. Dario Adamic got together with the only two friends he had in the city and started cooking for the poor.
At first we thought, okay, how can we solve the problem of providing food? And then we thought that maybe we can mix homeless people also with people who can afford to pay for their food. So on one hand, the people who can afford the food would feel good about providing for themselves and for somebody else. On the other hand, homeless people would encounter people they normally don't meet. And basically 2.5 years ago in Kreuzberg, we started with a group of three people, and we had maybe 50, 60 guests for the first time. And ever since, the project has grown. Now we are about 10 people in the core group, plus about 20, 25 volunteers each time. And the number of guests oscillates between 150 and 250 people per event.
Today, the veggie dinner crew is made up of people from all over the world. Tabia and Ben are from New Zealand. They join Dario each month and get the groceries, cook, serve the guests, and pretty much help out with everything.
First, I was a bit hesitant, but when I got here, it was just a great vibe, and there was all these people, all these cultures coming together, and it was just really positive energy, and that everyone comes here to help out and give something back to the community, I found was really lovely. And this is already a great vibe, but then at night it's even better because everyone comes together and there's dancing and music and everyone's smiling, and I think that's like the most rewarding.
You could probably just say the cups.
It's in cups, so yeah.
I can say that to Eddie.
Cups.
The meal is completely vegetarian, as Dario wanted to offer something different to the poor. Besides, he's a vegetarian himself, and he's made arrangements with wholesale markets to get the groceries for free. It's food that would have otherwise been thrown away a few days before its expiry date.
Back in the day when we started this, the very first dinner we paid from our own pockets, and then whatever people donated, we paid ourselves back. But then, when our expenses became again higher, we started going to Maibachhofer market and ask vendors if they would give us some food that maybe cannot last until the next Tuesday or next time they have the market open. And this is how we got food. And then somebody had a great idea to do the same at the wholesale market. So very often we get food that still has maybe 5 or 6 days duration, but because it's not extremely fresh, they consider it food, you know, to be thrown away. So rather than have it in a waste basket, we bring it here, prepare delicious meals, and make everybody happy.
But it can be quite challenging deciding what to cook, according to volunteer Ben.
It's very spontaneous, actually, because we don't know in advance too much of what we're getting donated. So sometimes there'll be a whole lot of very random ingredients. I think last time there was a big box of ginger. And so we had to try and find something to cook with a lot of ginger. And I think it's quite fun, actually, and challenging to kind of to know only with a short amount of time what you're using and then try and decide around that what to make.
No alcohol is allowed, and the guests seem to have respected this rule so far. Non-alcoholic drinks are donated by a bar in the neighbourhood. In the meantime, the volunteers start gathering at the veggie dinner venue. On tonight's menu, potato and couscous soups, two main courses served with dumplings and mixed vegetables, and two delicious desserts, pancakes and tapioca with fruit. Jürgen is one of the homeless people who have turned up tonight. He's now a regular at the veggie dinner.
Yes, very much. Mm. The most I like the dinner, I'm vegetarian, eh? And I appreciate that they are cooking very, very well. Fine. There are so many people who are unemployed, who are homeless, and it's a very good idea to give vegetarian food to such of people. It's nice to meet people. The staff is friendly. It's great here.
Lavinia Pitu, DW, Berlin.